We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Action Race is back live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Happy Friday. We made it, everybody. Sixers are playing tonight. Grizzly. A lot of Sixers fans in the house are looking at us saying, like, yeah, beat the Grizzlies tonight. What is the... Yeah, that's exactly. Well, I said,
they're looking at us like, yeah, we're going to the game tonight. Why are you guys trading away all the damn stars?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and then like,
sorry about that.
Guy right there, folks, yeah. Shakes his head. Yeah. No, because like the
sorry about that.
What's interesting is there's a large portion of the fan base that actually thinks that things are maybe okay. Like it's a rough stretch right now, but they love their Sixers, and they love Ben Simmons, and they love Joel Embiid. And I am not one of those guys. I am not. Joel Embiid drives me absolutely out of my mind. He does. Mm-hmm. But you know why? Because he's so freaking talented, and you see it. But then it's like, oh, I'm not having fun. And then Ben last night, where he's just pouting. He's like, all right, fine, I'm not going to shoot. He needs his touches. Here you go. Here you go. What hurts the basketball team? He just do what he would do, and he knows what he needs to do. Just drives me crazy. All right, back to the phones in a second. But Ike, coming up tonight, go home and get some early rest, all right? Uh-huh. Go to bed a little bit early because at 2 a.m. right here on 94 WIP, Jack Fritz, our producer, will take the airways. 2 to
Jack!
5 a.m.
All right.
So, Jack, what's the routine going to be? Are you going to go take a short nap and then come to the studio and get prepared? Are you already prepared? What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. The Sixers play at 7, so I got to react to that. So we got to do that, and then hopefully crush a nap, and then come in, and then shock the airwaves from 2 to 5. I think that's how I got to play it.
Empty the clip.
I might lead with some flyers.
No, you won't. Don't be funny.
See how that goes.
So Jack, here's what we need, right?
We need
the best or the worst, and the worst might be the best of Jack to play next week, all right?
The worst of me personally?
On your show tonight, yeah. Like if you, I really need somebody else to listen and do this for us. But I guess I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it, Ike.
The whole,
yeah,
all
I would
three
imagine because I'm not.
I'll go back on the radio.com app.
You can there you go.
You can use the rewind feature on the radio.com app. You can listen to anything.
Yeah, tell me how that goes.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
You listen to a lot of sports radio, you know.
I do. And my routine on Saturday morning is I listen to some out of market stuff in the morning when I'm doing some stuff around the house. So mm-hmm. I'll just listen to you.
I wish you well, big fella. Knock him dead tonight.
Oh, good, thanks, Ike.
Good luck. Good luck, Jack. Thanks.
Make sure you get that Chris Bryant lint going too, man.
Yeah. We'll be feeding the truth about the Chris Bryant trade, unlike what happened between 2 and 6.
Do we have any more get rid of that guy people up there that we can go to or? Yeah, because you're gonna win for various reasons, but we can't give it to
you. I've been nominated five times this week. So.
I selected you, right. Yeah. All right, let's go to Ryan and Glenn Olden, though. Ryan, how are you? What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
No, I just wanted to call in and talk about the Simmons and Embiid thing. I've been a fan of every Philadelphia sports team for the last 20 years, and I can't understand how the Sixers fans, after the process and since the Allen Iverson days, could have two superstars of this magnitude and actually, be willing to trade one of them just because I think they need new leadership in there, maybe get rid of Brett Brown, because you can't have two young guys in there. I mean, they've seen it with Shaq and Kobe and stuff like that. You can't just give up on something like this because who says the next time we get a superstar like one of these guys?
No, I hear you there, and quite frankly, Ryan, they aren't going to trade either one of these guys. I mean, that's not going to happen, but it doesn't mean that we as a fan base aren't going to get frustrated with these two unless they win, because as of right now, I don't think the parts fit together. I don't think their games complement each other, but the franchise, the organization, ownership, you can rest assured as a fan, I don't believe they're trading either one of these guys anytime soon. So it's going to take 2 to 3 more years of not reaching expectation before they decide to say, you know what, we need to move on from one of these guys. By the way,
right, and I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying with the frustration, because I mean, when Embiid's down low, you're expecting him to dominate whoever he's going against, and he seems to be a turnover machine down low. You know what I mean? And the frustration level is just growing and growing and growing, because we're talking 3-4 years in now, where they should be on another level. You know what I mean? They shouldn't be losing to Miami, Boston, and Milwaukee consecutively if they're going to do damage in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ryan, appreciate it. Brett Brown's speaking right now. So I don't know how many players are out there. I was talking to John Johnson earlier today, and he said that normally players, you know, all the players don't come out to talk to the media, but Brett usually talks, or Brett talks. Kyle Newbeck tweets out that Brett Brown was asked whether he has considered moving Al Horford to the bench to switch things up, and he said, quote, "It's kind of all on the table. If that is going to make us a better team, we will do that."
Duh.
Why is it taking this long? I guess the question. He went on. Kyle's just kind of just tweeting now. It says, it sounds like deliberation over any changes are going to come over the All-Star break. Brown labeled the Horford starters question specifically at a gold level of consideration compared to silver and bronze decisions.
I don't even know what the hell
whatever,
that
yeah,
means.
Whatever the hell that means.
I don't know what that means.
It means that he's talking in circles because that's all that he has left. Yeah, and Al Horford should come off the bench tonight. Shouldn't have to wait till the All-Star. Why not? Why not just switch it up? Like, who the hell cares? Switch it up.
Al Horford cares.
Well, and you know what?
He's making $109 million.
Dude, that's what I'm trying to tell you. We talk about all this sacrifice and team and leadership and this and that and the other. You mean to tell me these two guys don't realize they both are fives? Neither one of them are fours? And so they shouldn't be on the court at the same time unless it's at the end of the game in a matchup situation. Like, Horford, A, should have never been paid $109 million. But because you gave him a golden parachute on the way to retirement, his ass ought to be okay with being a sub.
Man,
seriously, he ought to be okay with being a sub. You just gave him $109 million. He has to start.
No, he doesn't.
Al Horford at 32 has to be a starter? Really?
No.
Come on, man.
Let's go to Steve.
Sorry about that. The youngins, I done scared all the kids in here and everything, man.
Yeah, they're watching the show. They have Sixers jerseys and sweatshirts and hats.
They're trying
on.
To get excited for the game, and then they're
no,
like,
right.
No, listen, they're like.
And we're bitching about
it. No,
everything.
They're like, this dude is nuts live, too. They just came in from listening to me on the road. Hey, yeah, this dude is crazy in person.
Get that. Let's run that back there.
You gotta be happy this isn't football season and this is Monday after a Wentz performance.
Let's
get my neck roll.
Let's go to Steve in Westchester. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, listen. They gave him $109 million for Horford?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow, that was a gold parachute. I mean, him and Elton Brand had some like, tight history. Maybe that's what that money was for. You know what I mean?
Yes, he's 32 years old. He's going to be making $30 million at, what is he, 36? When he's 36 years old, he'll be paying out for it. And he already looks like he's 36.
That's guaranteed?
Yes, that's guaranteed, yes.
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Boy, Elton Brand's giving away money. That's door. Man, wish there was a GM in the Eagles organization when you were ready to go. They would have given you a nice paycheck.
I tell you, yeah. I mean, yeah, they're giving away money, too, down there at NovaCare, too.
Yeah, listen, I don't agree with you, Ike. I mean, I do agree that, you know, that Joel's got the best talent. But if you're giving me a choice, I got to have a guy that's going to play every night. And I don't want to build a team around a part-time ghost. I want to build a team around a guy like Ben Simmons, and I can get some three-point shooters. And that's their problem this year is when Ben used to take it down and kick it out to a three-point shooter, they don't have that now. So he's like lost when he goes down. He's got a jam. And I had a game the other night where he was taking it to the basket all night and Joel wasn't playing. Mm-hmm. And so when Joel's down low, he can't do that either because he's got too many guys to drop off Joel and cover him. They don't play well together, and Joel's not consistent. He's not there. You can't keep him. You can't keep him. You got to find a way to get rid of him. And you can pick up a 7-2 center in the draft that can play with Ben.
Yeah.
You can.
You're right. Okay. I disagree. The point is this. This idea that you need somebody to play every night, how did that work out for Toronto last year?
It worked out.
Did their best player play every night?
No. I don't know how many games he played.
He played 60 games. Played 60 games.
But the 60 games that he played, how did he play?
What do you mean?
He played great.
Yeah.
To where?
Well, he didn't play great every game he played.
Wouldn't you say that he? He's a great
player. No, the point is that he doesn't play every night. That's the point that I'm making. The point is that he doesn't play every night, and he still doesn't play every night for the Clippers.
Right.
He still doesn't play every night. So the idea that I need my best player to play every night is ridiculous. No, you need your best player to be at his best when it's time for the playoffs to roll around here. That's what you need.
That's a fair enough point.
That's what you need. What you need is the GM to build a roster that doesn't rely on Joel Embiid playing 80 games a night. That's what you need. You need the GM to build a roster that can survive when Joel Embiid doesn't play so that Joel Embiid is at his best in April, May, and June. Mm. Like, build a roster that Ben Simmons can play 82 games with and carry the load when Embiid doesn't play.
Speaking of building a roster.
Like that's what you do. Like, the idea of playing every day, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Load management is a part of the vocabulary in the NBA today. Load management. It just is. Mm-hmm. So to expect Embiid to play every night is not happening.
Right, but do
it. 60 to 65 games is what you should expect.
But playing more consistent in those 60 to 65 games, if he could do that, then
sure.
I think we wouldn't even really talk about it. Because we understand that he's going to, between load management and some injuries, that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Every player has a bad game.
So Tobias Harris, we mentioned this, I think, yesterday.
Unless you're Giannis, he doesn't have bad games.
And I like Tobias Harris. I didn't like the contract. So mm-hmm. This is how Elton Brand's building the team. He makes almost 33 this year. He makes 34 plus next year. He makes 36 in 21-22. He makes 37, almost 38. And then final year of his contract where he's age 31, he's still young now, he's making almost $40 million.
Yeah.
Man.
That's nothing.
Well.
Because you got three players that's going to make that. That's nothing.
Well, I mean.
And the reason why you got Tobias is because he fills a role. He fills a role.
Yeah, I don't give a role player $40 million.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, in the NBA, you do. When you don't draft well and you got to re-sign him, what are you talking about? You just gave Ben Simmons a max deal. What are you talking about? Yeah, you do. In the NBA, you get overpaid. Happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe like teams like the Sixers that are signing Horford and Tobias Harris, yeah. Terrible.
Rockets signed Chris Paul.
Terrible contract.
I can give you a bunch of them that you're not winning a championship with these guys.
Coming back, we'll wrap up on the phone lines. And
who's won the titles? Golden State, Kawhi,
right.
And LeBron.
Right.
There's a lot of people making tons of money in the NBA that don't even get to the finals.
Right. I guess that's my point. This team is built terribly. That's all I was
Tobias Harris is the player you needed in that spot. It just cost you a ton. That's all. No, the money that was spent wrongly is Al Horford.
I'll say both of them. Coming up.
Somebody has to be the three, John. Like, somebody has to fill that role.
Mark Cerise text line. And
especially when your point guard can't shoot. Somebody has to be able to shoot on the team.
We'll tell you what guy we get rid of. And also, Jack Fritz makes his first XFL lock of the week. We'll do it every Friday. Mark Cerise on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Back with all that. Live from Chickens and Pizza, South Philly.
I got a lock for you right here. FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. Now they got all the bets that you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day, and once you win, they'll get you your cash back fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, then now's the time, because right now FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free. Now that means you can place any bet within 7 days of signing up and FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. Now, I got a game for you. I'm going to stay away from Philadelphia and Memphis tonight. I've been riding Philly very hard, and quite frankly, I just don't feel like picking against them again tonight because I want them to win. So let's head out to Oklahoma City. They got Detroit coming in. They just traded away their second-best player for no reason at all. I don't even know what lineup Detroit's going to roll out there in OKC. So I got to go with Oklahoma City tonight, -12.5 at home against the Detroit team, yeah. To claim your risk-free bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android and be sure to use promo code Ike so that they know that we sent you. Again, that's promo code Ike, I-K-E, to get your first bet risk-free on FanDuel Sportsbook. You mean to tell me these two guys don't realize they both are fives? Neither one of them are fours? And so they shouldn't be on the court at the same time unless it's at the end of the game in a matchup situation. Like Horford, A, should have never been paid $109 million. But because you gave him a golden parachute on the way to retirement, his ass ought to be okay with being a sub.
That was like reached moments ago here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, by the way, you're right.
Not happy with the current Sixers situation.
You know what? Someone down there's got to get some guts and tell it like it is. Whether it's the Al Horford or whether it's the Joe, whether it's the Ben Simmons, and I'm not saying you have to fight with them or yell at them or anything like that. But someone's got to.
Or is the proof not? It's in the pudding. Like if they want to switch things up and see if you can.
That's the obvious choice.
Well, since you're past the trading deadline, now all you can do is manipulate the lineups.
Listen,
like, that's all you can do.
Telling Al Horford that, listen, we're not saying it's your fault, but right now I feel like we need to try something different and we're going to have you come off the bench. You're going to play about the same minutes, but, you know, like, you could really give us a punch off the bench. We got to try something different.
Well, we can't play you and Joel at the same time.
Is there anybody that wants
I don't need both 7-footers out there shooting threes all night.
Is there anybody that wants to have a difficult conversation with anybody down there? Is there anybody that wants to? And I'm not talking about the players. I'm talking about management.
Joshua Harris is going to be having a difficult conversation with somebody soon.
No, I know. But, like,
this keeps up.
Because, like, they'll ask Brett about Ben not shooting three-pointers, and he kind of talks in circles and is like, you know, that's a conversation that you have. And, like, no. Like, someone needs to have a come-to-Jesus moment with some of these guys and be like, listen, we're not winning right now, and this is why we're not winning right now. You guys think it's one or the other. Yeah. It's both of you.
Yeah, I mean, what would Gabe do when things weren't going well? I mean, it's what they do in baseball, right? They start
– curveball machine.
What a tinker. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't need Brett.
And then the scrubs come out.
I don't need Brett talking about we're going to be running extra figure eights in practice this week. Yeah.
No, with the sprints.
Yeah, right?
Hell no.
No, I don't need him doing that. But, I mean, Gabe would tinker with the lineup.
Yeah, he did.
You move guys around. So there's nothing wrong with tinkering with your starting lineup to see if you can find a different combination. I mean, what are you going to do when you get Glenn Robinson III here and Alec Burks?
Someone's going to lose minutes.
Right?
Now, guys are going to lose major minutes.
And what's the purpose of trading for them?
So what's that? 35 minutes a night between the two?
You need 30? Them. You need them to be able to give you space out there on the floor, right? You brought them here to shoot.
Yeah, if you're bringing them here to run in the same clunky garbage offense, I wouldn't expect great returns on it.
Right.
All right, let's get to the Marks and Reese text line on a Friday, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Watch and wager on pro basketball and hockey at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's a Friday text line.
Text line.
Phil Martelli. He's an assistant coach right now. Phil is not an assistant coach. He's a head coach. Maybe Herb McGee for shooting coach. Arthur and Delco.
We're back to Herb McGee again. No, I mean, that's no disrespect to Herb McGee. I'm just saying. We're back to sending everybody to the shop doctor.
Evan Turner needed to see the shop doc. Now it's Ben. I think he needs to go to Dr. Joel Fish, the sports psychiatrist.
Herb McGee is like, man, send me somebody with talent.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You know who I would hire, Ike, to come in?
Stop.
And I texted it to Uncle Jamie, and he agreed. Larry Brown.
Stop it with Larry Brown.
Which is a worse idea? Your Larry Brown idea or DeCamera's idea of Rick Pitino?
DeCamera's idea.
How about this? Both would be better than the current coach. How about that?
No, I'd take Larry Brown over Rick Pitino. We can't have Rick Pitino here.
I don't disagree. Yeah, but a lot of
scandals involved with Rick.
Are you kidding me? Could you imagine this 80-year-old Larry Brown, the head coach, yelling at Ben Simmons?
You're right. Bring in Rick Pitino, man.
Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid? Get rid of that guy, Nick in Delaware.
Get rid of that guy. Get rid of that guy. Go ahead, Jack.
Windows don't go clang, 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 little man Marks.
And if you have those old windows, I guarantee you heard them clanging in your house. You heard them like clang, clang, clang.
Nick in Bristol.
All right, well, Nick in Bristol. And I'm not going to give you my opinion on parts of Bristol since I'm a little man. I mean, all right. What the hell was that about?
I don't even remember that. When did that happen?
It was a live read. No, because the wind today in my old house, I had bad windows. When I got windy like that, you heard the damn windows.
Yeah. But I might have some shutters on them.
Got a door and window. I don't worry about that kind of stuff right now.
Our listeners hold your kind of live
read. Oh, my goodness.
They
really do pay attention to the live read.
But here's the thing. Our advertisers need to know that we're being evaluated. People are paying attention to what we're doing.
That's right.
There's real value in that.
That's right.
You're damn right. Yeah.
John wants to bring back Larry Brown. What's next? He bring back Buddy Ryan to coach the Eagles since he was a tough guy? Chris and Aston.
Well, Buddy Ryan's no longer with us. But Larry Brown in a short-term fix,
that's all it could be is a short term.
Right. If you think that this team has a chance for the rest of the season and you're out in Brandon, that's how you're operating, which is like, no, we're going for it, even though I didn't add anybody of major significance at the trade deadline.
Right.
Then the only thing that makes sense to me is you change the coach and you hope they get on a roll and they're able to rally around something. Right now, they're not rallying around anything.
I'm surprised you didn't suggest Mark Jackson.
No, because I don't think that would – I don't think his hard ass would work.
That's everybody's favorite. Now it's turning into Mark Jackson.
It's turning into the Jason Kidd, too, and it's off.
Now, yeah, I don't want Jason Kidd either. I want these kids to learn to play the right way. Like, that's what they need.
These kids.
Jack's not up on anything besides major league players and stats. Tom in Mercerville.
That's true.
Yeah, Jack, your range – what you know, no doubt about it. But your range isn't great.
I've got no range. Like I'm Ben Simmons.
Yeah, you are. You're kind of
right around the rim.
So what? Outside of baseball and war and whatever the other advanced analytics, what are you? What do you got?
I don't know.
What are some things? What are some things that you do outside of the sports world when you're not working and stuff like that would surprise us? Anything?
No.
What are some hobbies?
If he did anything, it would surprise me. Yes.
Going on a lot of hikes.
All right.
Go hiking. No, I'm down 3 pounds.
You are not down 3 pounds.
I am. I haven't drank beer for 2 days, lost 3 pounds.
So you're a hiker. He's probably dehydrated. That's why he dropped 3 pounds.
You haven't drank beer for 3 days? What are you drinking every night, man? Was this job driving you crazy? What's going on?
No, the show's a burden.
He goes home and he drinks his nice crisp IPA.
Are you drinking every night?
All right. Any more there, Jack?
General Reese, the Sixer squabbles have left Northern Liberties a mess. We must push for an alliance with the Orange and Black in order to get Warlord Gritty to restore order in that realm. We both know how he deals with child-sized humans. In Number 5's Love, Chuckles, of the 101st Cheesesteak Division.
So if I heard that correctly, General Chuckles, did he just suggest that we bring in Gritty as the coach?
He loses me every time.
Well, Gritty's a disciplinarian, and he said we know how he deals with childlike adults or something to that fact.
Ah, so it was Witty. That's why he loses me, because he's Witty and I'm not.
Yeah, I think he was saying bring Gritty in to handle Ben and Joel. Did I get that right, Jack?
I think you did. I found the text message. I appreciated the subtle reference to Gritty beating up, you know, kids.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. No, but he knows how to deal with children, and that would work out well with these two children that are with the 76ers.
Good job, General Chubby.
Thanks. Chuckles.
Chuckles. I mean, General Chuckles.
Yeah, he's Chuckles. Our winner, we determined, is going to be. Would you agree, Ike? It's Ben from Downingtown who said that get rid of that guy is the guy who's suing the NFL for 867 trillion because he watched the halftime show and he won't be able to go to heaven based on what he saw in the halftime show?
Okay.
Should that be the winner?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Ben in Downingtown, you win the tickets to see Guns N' Roses. Tickets are on sale right now, so go go check it out. Have a good weekend, man.
How can you have a good weekend with no NFL? This is going to be painful these first two weeks.
Well, the XFL's tomorrow.
What's your pick, Jack? XFL pick of the weekend.
Oh, that's right, the XFL.
You have one?
Yeah, no, I do. It's,
he did not look at the schedule.
No, I did. I did. I'm taking the DC Defenders minus 7.5 at home against the Seattle Dragons.
Well,
I like that.
And they have a good home field advantage, too.
Well, you're traveling.
DC's on a winning streak right now.
Well, you can't travel West Coast to East Coast.
And Seattle,
the advantage goes to the East Coast.
Seattle doesn't play as well on the road as they have the 12th man at home, so it makes sense.
Plus, it's a Buck and Aikman game.
Is that the P.J. Walker team?
You know, I don't know. I want to see him play.
Who is D.C.'s quarterback?
I don't know. I'll just say this.
Well, I know Connor Cook's in that league. I think P.J. Walker beat him out.
If Connor Cook's playing anywhere in this league, I'm out.
Oh, I'm in.
Coming up next is
Landry Jones.
We got Jody Mack next.
Where's Jillio?
He
did middays.
Oh, that's right, he did, because the camera was out with the groin surgery. Jody Mack's coming up next. It'll be good to hear Jody on the ride home. Everybody, have a great weekend. Ikey, have a good weekend, man.
Yes, sir. I'm with you, brother.
Taz and Bill Matz, appreciate it. Check out Jack tonight at 2 to 6 a.m. If you don't catch it live, which most of you won't, go to the radio.com app and use the rewind feature and go back and listen. And then tell us how he screwed up and what was good and what was bad.
Yes.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.